Just a second. I will be right with you. Now. Now. Done. Okay, back to you. You can just take a seat. You don't need to stand. A problem? But not at all. Do you want something to drink? Water? Tea? Something stronger? Nothing. Now then. I understand that standing on the edge of the rug like that can be a bit nerve-wracking, but I assure you, there is nothing to be scared of. I don't bite. Now, let's get to the point why I called you here, shall we? It's easy. First of all, you are not in trouble at all. In fact, it's quite the opposite. I value your work in here. You do a remarkable job, and it caught my attention. It did. Something I do not care about what the people under me do, but I indeed am interested in the work ethics within my little empire I built. Okay, it's not that little. Fine. Now, back to you. It have come to my attention that you are indeed been working really hard. Someone is waiting for a promotion, I see. Now, let's not beat around the bush and get to the point, shall we? I like people who work hard. It shows passion. It shows drive. That you want something out of your life, and I admire that. Now, I want to give you an offer. Well, two choices, more like it. Because of your work ethics, you deserve a promotion, and I am intended to give you that. You will be relocated to another batch of ours, and you can enjoy the promotion. Or, you're gonna work specifically under my supervision, or under me specifically. Now, by working specifically for me, I meant not under the company, which technically means I will fire you. Good question. Why do I want to? You are an exceptional part of my empire. That is why I want to... I think reward is a good word to use here. Your working under me will be my treat. For someone like you, I could use someone with such persistence. And this offer is a perfect way to show it, I believe. So, these two are the two options I present to you now. Now, if you choose one over the other, there will be no consequences, I can assure you. The money will be almost the same, but one comes with the pleasure of being specifically under me. But I would not force you to do anything you don't want to. That is not my style. Everything you do because you want to, and not because I give you no other choice. The promotion is at another location simply because that position is open there. Obviously, with the promotion comes the usual, so shiny new office, more payment, a bonus that will be enough to relocate, and so on, so on. However, if you decide to not take it, we will give it to someone else, and that's that. Simple. Naturally. If you choose to work for me, now that is different. The only so-called consequence that comes with that is that I will have to fire you, simply because it will be easier for you to attend to places with me, without drawing too much attention, that is, and raising questions, because those can be a pain, especially how you are going to have to spend a lot of time with me then. It's easier that way. Trust me, I know. Now, you could be named as a personal assistant, that's for sure, and by definition, it is somewhat true, but the amount of money I am offering you for this job is, well, way above anyone who have the same title or position in that field. So, it will be easier. What to do? Well, simply put, I will need you to fill another role in, other than what a personal assistant would do. Let's see. I haven't even told you what I mean, do I? I feel like the most important thing I should say is that this is nothing illegal. I am way too high in that ladder to do something like that. I could lose way more than I would gain. So, if you choose this option, let's just say you technically won't work for me. It's a different thing completely. You will come with me to different places, attend gatherings with me. Come with me to spend time here and there. Technically be a companion to me. But I will give you financial safety. An escort? No, I don't think that would be a perfect word for that. Why? Easy. A woman, or anyone of that matter who have the social status as me, will need to attend to gatherings and events. And in these places, there are usually other people, or there sometimes, who ask questions. Precisely, it is very annoying that I have to answer the same question every single time, such as, why did I attend alone? And so on. And to be completely honest, I am kind of running out of excuses. I simply want you to fill in a room for me, whether you enjoy being in that role or not. Well, that is completely different, and we will get to it in a minute. I will be honest with you right now. I did not just have an eye on you because of the outstanding work you do in here. Don't worry. Anything that is said in this room will stay here, and as I said, without consequences. I will be just blunt and say it as it is. I do not like going around what I want to say. The other reason is because I found you very attractive. You caught my eye, and if I saw it right, you had an eye on me too. Maybe for you it's more of my status and the thought of what I can offer you. And you would be right about that, let me tell you. I have a lot to offer to someone like you, or to anyone, to be completely honest. But let me tell you this. If I want something, I will have it. And this time, I want you. This is why I caught you here. Imagine all the things I can give you. Not even just material things, but much, much more. I can assure you that you will have loads of enjoyable experiences with me. And if I have to persuade you a little bit, let me just sit right here and just say that I can give you everything you want. In return, I ask that you enjoy my company. That is all. A sugar mommy. Oh my. You can think of it like that if you wish. I don't mind. Maybe in this situation this is actually fitting. Although, most of those women are way older than the candidates they recruit for their services, so to speak. I am nowhere near that age. But wealth, probably. But also, it would be fitting in our situation now, is it? Because I know something I don't think you thought of. But I will get to it in a minute. Of course not. I told you I will not force anything on you that you don't want to. However, back to what I wanted to say before. Are you sure that I am not aware of what you want? I saw how you look at me. How you run your eyes up and down on me. Maybe hoping to get a glimpse of what I could provide. More than wanting, that's for sure. And I know you are already considering taking my offer. I can sense it. And you got my hints too, working under me. And to be honest, see it too from your body language, the way you take your breaths when I come a little closer to you. If you are not 100% sure, don't worry. I will wait until the prey comes to me and offer themselves to me. Then I will devour them. Easy. So, what will your answer be? A question? Very good. Do ask. If you accept my offer, I will give you financial security with triple the amount of money you earn right now per year. I am not kidding, I can assure you. The first check, if you choose this offer, of course. And it's your bonus if you choose my first offer, taking the promotion. Which will it be? It's completely up to you. I'll wait. What if you take none? That is an option too. Like I said, it's up to you what you choose. However, this is not how I see you. You have too much passion in you just to take the middle ground and leave everything as it is without taking a reward or the promotion. I would be very surprised, not going to lie. I don't think that is in your character. More questions? Lovely. That is what I like to hear. Go on, ask what you want. Oh, that. It depends where I will need to go. Sometimes I am invited to business trips, social gatherings, parties, or sometimes I just want to get out of the city and would take you to one of my houses. For example, this weekend I am actually going to my getaway in one of my little cabins in the woods. Naturally, I have my own forest, so I can have peace and quiet. As a woman of status, you can imagine how loud people around me. A yacht? I would love to, but... Oh, it's not because I cannot afford it. Do not insult me. If you do, I might have to punish you. It's more that I have motion sickness, actually. A yacht is technically my worst nightmare. So I wouldn't take you there. I do travel by private jets most of the time. I can take you anywhere where I want to. Stop laughing. I see why you would, but please stop laughing. Yeah, it's irony. Seems like every rich person owns one. I can't stand it. No status worth making myself sick over. I'm pretty sure I would not be entertaining on a yacht with my motion sickness, so no. That would be no fun for me, that is for sure. I'd rather just stay on land. But I'm glad to see you finally loosened up a bit. No, I wasn't. I am serious about my offer, and I was serious about what I said about you. I do find you attractive, and I can assure you that you will enjoy yourself with me. I can give you everything you can dream of and more, and in return, I will enjoy myself too. Use? I think in this situation, both of us will use the other a little bit, don't you think? I get what I want, in one way or another, and you get what you want, exactly, one way or another. However, one option is more pleasurable than the other. You do a tiny, tiny thing for me, and I will give you everything you want. I can assure you of that. It's not that tiny. We will have to see about that. So, what do you think, What is your answer? Will you take my offer? Will you become mine? And with that, get everything you want and more. Everything I can offer. And in return, you give me everything you can offer. Make you mine completely. Just mine alone. Or take my first offer, move to another city and enjoy your promotion, which sound good as well. It's completely up to you. I will not choose for you. You need a little time, but of course. I told you I am a patient woman. Unless you made your decision. You have. Wonderful. So which one will it be? Ah, great. I knew you would choose my second offer. Now then, come here. Kneel down in front of me.
I said,
kneel down. Good boy. Now that you choose this, after careful consideration, I'm afraid we will have to let you go. I cannot wait to devour you, my dear. Now, open your mouth. Good. Hello?
Yes.
Well, of course. Tadam, I will be there with the plus one.
Yes.
Lovely. You are a naughty one, aren't you? Sucking on my fingers while I talked on the phone. I think we will understand each other very well. Also, seems like we will be busy. Exactly. An invitation, so you will have to look your best. I think I will have to take you shopping first. I will need you to be presentable. This lot is way different than what you have encountered before, I would assume. So I will make sure that you will look your best. Naturally, I told you I will take care of everything, didn't I? That includes taking care of you. No need to worry. I will take care of your every need until you do as you have been told. So what do you say? Yes. Good boy. I'm sure we will have a great time together from now on, my dear. Oh yeah, I'm sure of that. Now, I will show you what it means to work directly under me.